is September the 28th, 2000. Frances Bellack and Beatrice Hershout are making an oral history of Irvin Finkel for the Jewish Historical Society of Delaware.
Irv, we would like to know when and where you were born, what your name was at birth, what are your parents' names, your mother's maiden name, where were your parents born, what are the names of your brothers and sisters, and where were they born?
This is Irvin Finkel, born in Wilmington, Delaware, in 1917 in the Delaware Hospital. My father was born in... My father, Harry Finkel, was born in Kiev, Kobani, in Russia. My mother was born in Philadelphia, PA, and her maiden name was Edith Skibinski of Philadelphia. My father came from Russia, and he was sponsored by his uncle in Philadelphia, and he had a butter and egg business. When my father worked for his uncle, he often related the stories of loaning money. There were times of the year when they needed money to buy for the coming season, and they were usually short. They relied on the Italian people to loan them the money. There was no papers involved. It was just a handshake. Now, how did they get the money back? In the course of time, the money was always paid. But if you didn't pay, that's where they used to get in trouble. And there's where the black hand come in those days. Now they're called the mobsters or the gangsters. My parents married around 1915, and they moved to Wilmington, Delaware, and my father was a window trimmer. They'd come to work for Sampson Stern. That originally Sampson Stern had a bar and sold it and went into the menswear business, and my father trimmed his windows. Trimming windows in those days was a very good vocation. My parents lived with Mr. and Mrs. Geller on East 3rd Street, and I was born, and 5 years later, mother and dad had my brother Stanley. Then around when I was five, we moved to 416 Shipley, which was an apartment house that was built, it was an apartment that was built over top of Sam Stern's store. And that's where we lived until we moved out to Monroe Park. In 1937, Mr. Murphy, that was employed by Mr. Stern and my father, Harry Finkel, decided they want to go into the business and bought Mr. Stern out, and the name was under Murphy and Finkel Men's Shop. The front entrance was on 417 Market Street, and it ran all the way through Shipley Street, and the rear entrance was 416 Shipley. I started school at 8th and Washington, and After that, we went to middle school, and it was called, it was at 8th and, 8th and Adams, and was called the Willard Hall School. And from there, we went to, I went to the Wilmington High School. Graduated high school in 1934. Went to the University of Pennsylvania for 1 year in 1936. And the following year, in 1937, I went to Temple University and to learn the chiropody. Or in today's language, there it's called podiatry. When Mr. Murphy and my father decided to end their partnership, Mr. Murphy opened up a shop at 8th and Market Street, and my father stayed in the same location that he was before. I left school and started working for my father. My Jewish education was with the Adish Kodesh. Classes at the Jewish Community Center at 515 French Street, and Mrs. Slonsky was our teacher. I had my bar mitzvah in 1930, but the unusual thing that impressed me was in today's architecture was in those days the bima was in the middle of the entire congregation. The women sat up on top and the men sat on the first floor, but they didn't have a stage effect like they do now when they open the bima for the reading of the Torah. My biological mother passed away in 1932 in Atlantic City. My father remarried in 1935 to Edith Lennis. My father was interested and done a lot of dancing on his own, in Russian dancing, which he learned from the country he came from. He taught me to dance when I was 5 years old, and my dancing was authentic steps from Russia, which he learned. I used to dance for different organizations around the city, and it was all for donations, and in turn, they always would give me some form of a gift, which I kept and cherished. I was in Atlantic City for a year, a summer, in the Million Dollar Pier, and I used to perform once every evening, and on nightclubs, I didn't perform, but I was in there as a part of the props when the singers used to sing Dirty Hands, Dirty Face. In World War II, I went into the Army, and I was stationed in Fort Hamilton outside of New York, and then I was shipped to Fort Dix. Fort Dix, we went to Fresno, California, which was a pool for airplane mechanics, which I was trying to get into a school to learn how to fix airplanes. Fresno, we went to Seattle. In Seattle, I met a couple boys from Wilmington, Bellick and Bernie Blyberg. And from there, we went up to Alaska, and we went to the Aleutian Islands, and that's where I stayed for 18 months until the war was over. Then we come back to Seattle, and from Seattle, we went to put us on a train to Wilmington. But an odd thing, in Seattle, when we come home from Alaska, our CO told us to stay in the barracks, and we would get these fellows get you on a train within 3 days, but not to leave the barracks. We stayed there the first day. We had a dinner and the best steak we ever tasted. It was served by German prisoners, and they treated us like royalty. That made us feel it wasn't all in vain. From there, we stayed in our barracks, on the train within 3 days, and back to Wilmington. I was discharged from the Army as Corporal Irvin Finkel, and went back to work for my father. I met Nan, and we got married in 1948. We were blessed with two children, Edward and Susan. And now we have seven grandchildren. My father passed away in 1959, and we took the store and moved to 9th and Shipley under the same name, and we started doing business there until when we made our move to 9th and King. We had a meeting, and all the officers of the company attended, and Nan was made vice president, secretary, and janitor, and I was made president of the company. And that's when we started our business, and in 1980, we moved to another location at 9th and Orange. From there, we started to at 9th and Orange, we concentrated the entire store that was devoted for the big and tall man, and it worked out rather nice because we didn't have any competition in the city.
To say something about
we enjoyed being in the business, but decided it was time to call it quits. In February of 90, we ran a sale, and we done. It was a phenomenal sale, in as much the first day we opened with the sale, we done as much business in one day as we did the whole month of November, which is a very good month with the Christmas buying. But in one day, it was phenomenal amount of money that was taken in, and when we looked at the tape, we didn't believe it. But now that we call it quits, we just through my dad's vocation as a window trimmer, he made a lot of apparatus that used to go into the windows, and we done it in the basement of the store and had a shop set up there so we can make all these different as stools to display merchandise. From this, I learned what tools were all about and enjoyed using them. I went to work for Tup Sign Company and for 2 summers, and I done the same type of work, only it was in metal. And I enjoyed that because we used to travel all over the state. When I started my retirement, I decided to get more tools in my wood shop, which led me to make different things that I didn't have either the time or the tools to do it with. But now I have a complete wood shop. I've enjoyed enjoyed all these years, and now reaching a time where I'm starting to slow up.